Welcome to the Third Growth Option podcast, where we talk with business leaders and innovators hungry to drive growth that can be faster than internal organic growth and less risky than acquisition. Your moderator is Bernal Dunkerspuler, Chief Sherpa and CEO at Realign, who has led private equity-owned distributors through turnarounds and growth. With battle-proven leaders from all frontiers, we want to provoke thinking about business growth beyond conventional wisdom and binary choices.
Hey, I'm Benno, talking with Richard Degnan. Did I say that right?
Yep, you got it right.
You're a VP of creative at Frontgate and co-founder of Metal Mark, a branding and design firm. Say hi to our listeners today.
Hello, it's nice to talk with you today.
Awesome. So just as a quick sort of flyover introduction, you were Senior VP of Creative for some 10 years at Williams-Sonoma, where we both worked and have the tire treads in our face to prove it.
I worked for Williams-Sonoma for just about 20 years on and off, and was SVP of Creative, yeah, the last 10 years that I was there.
Exactly, yeah. And then after that, you worked at The Body Shop, Bed Bath & Beyond, and then started Metal Mark as a brand builder in 2015, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right.
All right. So, and now you're also at Frontgate. I think of you as sort of a brand guru, whether from, you know, building a brand from the ground up or reinventing and refreshing one. You're super well-regarded, disciplined, and brand execution guy. Did I miss anything?
I think that's a great introduction. I like that.
just declare victory and leave the battlefield,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I don't know what else I would add to that.
So Richard, you and I think, you know, both add, you know, energy and execution, you know, you as a brand builder, me as a business builder and growth Sherpa for the last half dozen or dozen years, and we both do it remotely and long before COVID.
Absolutely. You know, my business partner and I like to, after COVID started and everyone started working remotely and figuring out how to do that, how to work, whether it's through different, you know, Zoom or WebEx or what have you, we've been practicing for this for the past 7 years.
Exactly. And so many people today are struggling. I mean, there's this, you know, you can't open a website or a you know, news site or a newspaper without an article about going back to work, you know, hybrid approach. People want to go back. People hate going back. And so I you know, people are, business leaders are really sort of struggling with this remote work concept. So I just kind of want to get your take on working remotely. You know, I've got my biases. You might have yours.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm a pretty social person and I love human interaction. I love to be around people. So there is certainly a part of me that, and I think this is a really, at least for me, it's an important distinction between working remotely and working from home in kind of isolation. You know, Karin and I, my business partner, Karin Mint and I have been working remotely for the past 7 years. What I've loved about it is that it has enabled me to work in lots of different places because I'm not tied down. You know, often she would joke that she never was sure exactly where, when she would call me, where I was going to be, because that I could be in any number of WeWorks locations. I belong to Equinox and they have shared workspaces and that I would work at, or just in different neighborhoods in and around the city. And that to me is the beauty of working remotely, especially from a creative sense, in that, you know, for me, I love all that stimulus. I like to be able to get up in the morning and decide, you know, I'd really like to work downtown today because I just need that energy and I just need a different perspective. That is very different than kind of working from home in isolation. And I think the pandemic, unfortunately, because of how it came about and all of the kind of restrictions around leaving your home, it forced a lot of all of us to really work in isolation. And that is tough. But I think now as these restrictions have been lifted and things start to go back to, I don't like to call it normal, but pre-pandemic, I think what is important to me now is understanding that I don't need to work by myself in my home office or in isolation. I can still work remotely, but I can take advantage of the fact that I can work in all different places and be around all different types of people and just feed off of that energy and vibe of wherever I am. So I guess I understand why people feel that they're struggling with this a little bit, but I think it is, to me, it's an important distinction to make.
I think that's a great point. And I hadn't even thought about the distinction between remote versus work from home, because remote can be, you know, you can be anywhere.
Absolutely.
You can work from home. It can be at Starbucks. It can be at the client's office. It can be at the employer's office. It can be, you know, anywhere in between.
And the nice thing about that is that, at least for me, I do different things throughout the workday and the work week. You know, there are certainly parts of my workday where I need a lot of quiet, whether it's that I'm writing something or I'm having to read something or I really need to just kind of process information. I do want to be in a quiet place to do that. And that might be better served working from home, where I can really have control over my environment. And then there are other times where I need to be out and about and around people. And depending on what that looks like, depends on where I can go. And I think it's, at least for me, it's very important for me to be able to have that mix, to where there are times where I want some quiet, and could be that I'm on a conference call and, you know, while I enjoy working in lots of different places, certainly the people on the other end of the conference call or the video call might not enjoy all of that background noise, but it really just depends.
I want to dig a little deeper on your current, you know, you're sort of splitting splitting focus is maybe not the right way to start this, but you are vice president of creative at Frontgate, which is a company in Cincinnati, headquartered in Cincinnati. You're living in New York City. And you're doing most of the work from there. What's that been like?
So Frontgate was a client of ours, of Metalmark, before the pandemic. And right before the pandemic, I was asked to come in and just basically act as kind of a transition person. The former head of creative had left, and I was asked to come and 2 days a week come down to Cincinnati and just make sure that the team, everything was working okay, that kind of all the trains were running the way that they were supposed to. And so I did that for about 6 weeks. I would fly down and spend about 2 days down there with the team. And then obviously, you know, the whole world shut down and it went from no one working remotely to everybody working remotely. And it was a really interesting. And again, I was used to this because this was how Karin and I had been working for the past 6 or 7 years. We never have lived in the same city. I've always lived in New York and she's always lived in San Francisco since we started Metalmark. So it really was not a big deal for me. What was a little bit different was that now I had a whole team of people that I was responsible for. And I think over the past year and a half, as I transitioned from being kind of an outside consultant to coming on in a full-time role and having people really being reporting directly to me and having responsibility for that, I think that it has evolved. I am in Cincinnati on a somewhat regular basis, about every 6 to 8 weeks. I'm there for about a week. I make sure that I structure my time to spend time with the teams. I think what has happened over the past year and a half, not unlike every company all over the world, you know, there are certainly aspects of everyone's job and every company's ways of working that this way of working is actually quite efficient. You know, I think about meetings that we attend, and oddly, meetings all basically start on time. You know, if you are 1 or 2 minutes late to a meeting,
people notice,
you know, and you're, I find myself, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late.
Sneak in.
Yeah. You know, if you're in an office setting, everybody kind of rolls in, you know, if the meeting starts at noon, you're rolling in at 12:05, 12:10, there's a lot of chit chat. It kind of ends and then you've got to go to the next meeting. And that's a little bit inefficient because on the way you stop and you get a cup of coffee and maybe you take a bathroom break or you go chat with someone, where this is all very efficient. You know, the other thing that I've noticed is that in terms of really letting lots of people in on some of these meetings and discussions, that's so hard to do in person, you know, to have a meeting and have 20 or 30 or 40 people be there in a physical space, in a room, it can very quickly become very distracting. Lots of side conversations, hard to tell who's paying attention, who's not. But, you know, on a video meeting, I feel like people pay a whole lot more attention because your face is right there with everybody else's face and people are looking at you. And I just feel like it has been super productive. You know, even my continued involvement with Metalmark, you know, obviously now we always met with clients remotely, but now there's no one really that wants to see us in person.
Right.
and even that, you know, I would say same thing. You know, it's a lot easier to collaborate. I think what has been great is while Karin and I joke about that we've been preparing for this for 7 years, not everyone has. And so certainly in the past 7 years, as we've had clients who maybe were not as versed in being able to work remotely. And by working remotely, I mean us being able to present creative ideas and creative solutions remotely and being able to have productive conversations and collaborative conversations remotely. I think, you know, in the past, when we would do a big presentation, we would have a deliverable and we would want to show concepts. I would insist that we had to do that in person. And, you know, now what I've discovered is that's really not necessary. You know, there's a part of me that misses that human interaction, but from an efficiency standpoint and in terms of the results that you get, this really works. And I think you get a lot more focused, productive conversations. And again, because of the whole time thing, the meetings tend to not kind of meander on.
Right. Because it was scheduled for 60 minutes.
Exactly. And then you have another call right after that, because it's not like you're getting up and you're walking to another office. You're going right to the next call. There's a downside to that, obviously, but I do feel that it has forced everybody to be just a little bit more efficient, a little more present, and I think that that's really important. So, you know, overall, I have to say I've enjoyed it. I love when I'm for Frontgate, when I am in Cincinnati and I get to meet with the team. I think that, if anything, because I'm not around all the time and we're not all physically in the same place all the time, it means that when we are together, same thing. There's not a lot of time wasted. I feel like because of that, and it's not just me, it's obviously everybody. If we are meeting and we're all getting together physically, there's a reason and a purpose for it, as opposed to just meeting just to meet. And I think that that's also very helpful.
I said earlier that, you know, I have my biases, and the way I would articulate my biases is to say that I believe remote work forces more communication. It forces us to be more intentional and disciplined about, you know, setting up the meeting, letting people know, you know, what is the purpose of the meeting, you know, maybe having an agenda for it, you know, informal or formal. And I think that helps, you know, that sort of intentionality helps to create more value, more progress faster. And you use the word efficiency, and I think that's the same thing, right? You're saying we're more efficient because we're more disciplined and more intentional.
Absolutely. I think what will be interesting is as things continue to evolve and open up a little bit more and people are no longer forced to make that choice. You can either, you know, going forward, whether it's a company or as an individual, we will have the choice to, do you want to continue to work remotely on a regular basis? Is it a hybrid basis? Or do you want to come into an office? And what does that look like? And how is that going to work? And I think that is going to be, I don't want to say a good thing about what happened with the pandemic last March, was there was really no choice. No one was really given a choice. Maybe for a couple of days, you thought that you had a choice. But in the end, everything shut down pretty quickly and pretty dramatically. And in some ways, that was a good thing. Where as things open up, I believe it's going to be a little bit harder because now people, you do have a choice. And I think navigating that and figuring out how do we keep all of the efficiencies that we've learned over the past 18 months almost, how do we keep those efficiencies, but then also massage it and nuance it to be able to have some in-person interactions and in-person meetings. And I think too, just thinking through when are those times where it's important to have people come together and not to come together just to come together, because I think companies that do that will quickly be punished. You know, I'm pretty clear that I'm happy to come in for a meeting, whether it's for Frontgate, but I don't want to be there just to check a box to say, okay, yes, I was there. I want to be there because my team needs me because I'm going to get something out of it. They're going to get something out of it. And that it's essential for me to be there. But I know that most other people feel that way as well. You know, that they're not going to come in just to come in.
That's right. When I started my company in 2009, you know, in the first few years, I did a big project with a company 500 miles away from Cincinnati in Arkansas. And I would come down there, you know, kind of like what you're doing with Frontgate. I did maybe 2 days a month. You know, I'd fly there once a month, plus or minus. And for several, you know, in the first 3 or 4 years of doing that, oh, there was so much complaint about, well, you know, I wish you were, you know, if you lived in Arkansas, and you know, it's so hard to do this remotely. And I bet you if I did that same project today, they would be fighting me on paying for more than 2 airline tickets a year.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. I completely agree. And it, you know, what is interesting is when Karin and I started Metalmark, Karin lives in San Francisco and I live in New York. And in our minds, we imagined that, gee, you know, we live in two of the, you know, biggest cities in the country, a lot going on in both cities. We imagined that we would be spending most of our time and energy servicing clients in those two cities, when in reality, we have had over the past 7 years clients all over the country and have had international clients. And it is, you know, it's exactly what you said. Maybe that for that first, when you first are starting to get to know each other, there's a need to meet in person just because I think that they want to kind of kick the tires. Yeah, you know, building a little chemistry, making sure like, hey, are these guys nuts? Or, you know, are we going to be able to work with them? But then after that, there's really, what we discovered was there just wasn't really a big appetite for us to have to be physically in the same space. Now, you know, there were other clients where we did kind of what we call embedded ourselves, where we would embed ourselves with the client for a period of time. But even there, it never was on a full-time basis. It would be, you know, for a few days a week or 1 or 2 weeks out of a month. And you do discover that it is just that much more efficient. I think that, you know, the downside of being, and I think about this in regard to my time at Williams-Sonoma. At Williams-Sonoma, it was a very traditional company. And certainly I left 12 years ago, there was no such thing as working remotely. You were in the office every day. And I think about just the inefficiency of that and the amount of kind of wasted time that, you know, you're physically in the building. And certainly from a creative standpoint, just the lack of outside stimulus and ability to, there's so, for me, you know, it was so freeing when we first started Metalmark for me to live in New York and be able to just get up and go and see if we were working with a cannabis client, I could just get on the train and go and visit some dispensaries. Or I could just, if there was a retail store that I heard about or read about somewhere online or in social media, I could just go and see that and sometimes work in the space, sometimes hang out in that neighborhood. And it just really, for me, helped with the whole creative process quite a bit.
I was cracking up when you said earlier, you know, at the beginning of an engagement, a client might be asking themselves, are these guys nuts?
Yeah.
Or can I work with them? And I think the proper question is, are these guys nuts and can I work with them?
Exactly. Yes.
Because we're nuts. Come on.
Yes, exactly. It's just like, how nuts are you? And are you the right nuts for us?
That's right. There's certain kinds of nuts I can take and others I cannot.
we were really fortunate in that we worked for about a year with a national cannabis brand. And they, what was really fascinating about them was that they really had no physical home base. They had dispensaries and they had some offices and grow facilities, but there wasn't one place that was really everyone lived there. Their CEO lived in Phoenix. Their COO, who we interacted with almost on a daily basis, lived in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their dispensaries were up and down the East Coast in various cities. They had grow facilities in Massachusetts and Chicago. And then eventually took over another facility in Seattle. So it was really curious to us that they had no physical space in terms of like a traditional office. And yet they were, that was probably one of the most productive clients that we had because, again, they were used to how we worked. They were used to having to make decisions and come to consensus and team build remotely. And so for us, that was such a great fit because that was how Karn and I had been working for a number of years. So it all kind of worked together. And again, you know, going back to this idea of efficiencies, they were super efficient because they knew that if they were going to spend the money to bring everyone into one physical place, those days better be packed with stuff, as opposed to just kind of not wasting time, but maybe being a little more loose on it.
When you talked about this example where, you know, different people or, you know, different executives and C-level folks, and probably throughout the organization, you know, one lived in Phoenix, the other one in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the third one all over, you know, all 50 states potentially. The benefit of that is your labor market is 100 times bigger. Your labor market is 50 states instead of the five boroughs of New York City or three counties in, you know, around Fort Wayne, Indiana. The labor market becomes almost infinite.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, you wind up with much happier employees. You know, if people are able to, I think about my time at Sonoma, at Williams-Sonoma, and when we would move people from other cities to San Francisco to work for Williams-Sonoma. And it was such a hard, for I would say 90% of the people that we did that with, it was a hard transition. And so if you think about it, you know, for the at least a year, you're just figuring out how to live your life. Exactly.
So looking for the mailbox and where to buy yeah, milk.
You know, so you're adjusting to a new job. And then on top of that, you are in your personal life, whether it's you or your partner, family, you know, what have you, like all of that, you're adjusting to all of that and just how disruptive that is and how, you know, again, going back to like kind of unproductive where for us, you know, Karn and I, again, when we started Metalmark, we're pretty clear. I want to live in New York. She wants to live in San Francisco. That's where her family is. This is where I feel I belong and where I'm most comfortable. And if we have to work with brands in different cities, that's great. I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to go as much as possible. But I want to be able to have where I want to live as a person. I want to be able to choose where I'm going to spend my time. And I think that that's a huge benefit. And I think that as we move through this, the pandemic and people start to go back to work, I think people are going to be much less tolerant of why do I have to physically be somewhere where maybe I just don't want to be. Doesn't mean that wherever it is bad. It just means I just don't see myself living there.
Right, right. And I think there's another sort of personal growth benefit to living in a place that is different from where the work takes place, like in this virtual organization you described, Fort Wayne, Phoenix, Seattle, New York City, everybody is in a different place. Or just think about Frontgate. So that organization is in Cincinnati, and people either work from home in Cincinnati or work from the office in Cincinnati. But don't you find that there is sort of a personal growth aspect for me is that it forces me to sort of enculturate, meaning I come in as an outsider. You know, if I'm Richard, I live in New York City, you're an outsider in Cincinnati to some extent, right? I mean, you're both Americans, but you're a bit of an outsider going into somebody else's culture. I find it forces me to be sharper and sort of not entitled, right? But I can't just assume that everybody thinks the way I think because I have to think like they think.
Absolutely. I think the other benefit, certainly for Frontgate, but we heard this a lot with Metalmark and our clients, is that I live in New York, and there are different people within Frontgate on the executive team that live in different cities. And so our conversation and our customer, Frontgate, is a national brand. Most of the other brands that Karn and I worked with at Metalmark were national brands. So I think the fact that you have these employees that live in other places, it gives you a much more well-rounded perspective on just what is the customer looking for, doing, what are they experiencing? Because obviously, you know, whether it was, it's Frontgate that is based in Cincinnati. Again, I think about my time at Williams-Sonoma. You know, everybody that worked for Williams-Sonoma lived in the Bay, in San Francisco and in the Bay Area. And so that's a very specific...
We got tunnel vision, didn't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you only... it's a very specific lifestyle.
We thought everybody... All of our customers lived in San Francisco and they didn't.
And lived the same, and lived that same life. And certainly from a creative perspective, and you think about, you know, from a home perspective, you know, a home in San Francisco, $1 million home in San Francisco is very different than $1 million home in Cincinnati.
Fort Wayne. Yep.
Exactly. Or Fort Wayne or any of these cities. And so what you're experiencing and whether it is in home, whether it is food, culture, entertainment, everything, you know, it's so different. And so this idea that you have these people that live in all of these different places that when there's a discussion about something around, gee, what's this holiday going to be like for our customer? You have all these different perspectives because it's going to be different depending on where you are. And so then, you know, the beauty of that or the challenge of that is then how do you synthesize all that information to then make it relevant? And I think that was the beauty of, we heard this a lot from our clients. Karin lived in San Francisco. I lived in New York. For some clients that weren't based in those cities, they loved the fact that they could call us and say, hey, I read about a restaurant or a store or a brand or something in one of these cities. Can you guys go check it out? They didn't have to fly there. They didn't have to spend the time and the money. We were there. So it was fairly easy to do. And again, you know, with Frontgate, same thing. Yeah, I live in New York. And so I bring that perspective. When outdoor dining was a huge deal here in New York last spring and summer. I was fortunate to travel to a couple of other cities around the country. No one did it the way that New York did it. And so, you know, for me to feed that into our contract business in Frontgate and say, you know, people are looking for outdoor tables and umbrellas and heaters. And that wasn't as big of a deal in Cincinnati or in most other cities, to be honest. Well, here it was a huge deal. And eventually it caught on in other cities. But I think that's the beauty of having people in all different places.
I think you and I could keep talking for another hour about why, you know, why working remotely is a great way to access creative energy. And I love the fact that, you know, at the very beginning of the conversation, you distinguished between work from home and working remotely. That's something I hadn't even sort of conscious of the distinction, but I think that's an important one. Hey, Richard, if folks wanted to reach out to you just one-on-one, how might they find you? Is there like a website address or something?
Yeah. So Metalmark Partners is our website.
And that's .com.
metalmarkpartners.com. And my email is richard@metalmarkpartners.com. And I'd be happy to hear from anyone.
Awesome. Terrific. Hey, this was great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we did this. Hey, and if folks wanted to explore other growth topics, you can find me on our website, realignforresults.com, or just email Benno. BENNO at realignforresults.com. Thank you and keep growing.
You can listen to more episodes on Apple, Spotify, or Google. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and review it. Share it with your friends or colleagues if you enjoyed the content. Always growing.